The listening part of the exam consists of two separate tasks. Task 1. Listen to the talk and decide whether the statements 1 to 5 are true or false. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to read the statements. Now listen for the first time.
The credit card business is highly competitive. How do you stay ahead of your competitors?
Well, it's certainly true to say that in the UK, especially, the credit card market these days is hugely competitive. When Barclaycard launched in 1966, we were the only credit card in the UK. And it took some 10 or 12 years before we even saw one other competitor in the UK market. Today, if you apply for a credit card in the UK, you can choose between maybe 1,000, 1,500 different cards from different providers. So there is a huge amount of competition out there. The way that Barclaycard tries to maintain a difference to all the rest and tries to stay competitive, we do that in a number of ways. Firstly, we have a brand, a very strong brand in the UK market, which is fairly unique for the credit card market. We've invested in that brand over a long period of time, and certainly it has a level of recognition and stature that our competitors just don't have. We also obviously need to compete on price. We need to make sure that we're always competitive on price. That doesn't necessarily always mean being the very cheapest. We have a tradition of providing our customers with extra value features and services on their cards, which we will continue to do. And we need to innovate. We need to make sure that when things change in the credit card market, people always want what's new and what's exciting. And if you can be the company that provides that for them, then you're going to succeed. But ultimately, the way that we stay competitive is to keep hold of our customers. And the way that you do that is by offering them good service. Most people are very happy to have a credit card and to pay a reasonable sum for that credit card. The reason they will leave you is if you annoy them. So the more we can do to provide good service, look after our customers when they're with us, the more competitive we stay.
Now listen for the second time.
The credit card business is highly competitive. How do you stay ahead of your competitors?
Well, it's certainly true to say that in the UK, especially, the credit card market these days is hugely competitive. When Barclaycard launched in 1966, we were the only credit card in the UK. And it took some 10 or 12 years before we even saw one other competitor in the UK market. Today, if you apply for a credit card in the UK, you can choose between maybe 1,000, 1,500 different cards from different providers. So there is a huge amount of competition out there. The way that Barclaycard tries to maintain a difference to all the rest and tries to stay competitive, we do that in a number of ways. Firstly, we have a brand, a very strong brand in the UK market, which is fairly unique for the credit card market. We've invested in that brand over a long period of time, and certainly it has a level of recognition and stature that our competitors just don't have. We also obviously need to compete on price. We need to make sure that we're always competitive on price. That doesn't necessarily always mean being the very cheapest. We have a tradition of providing our customers with extra value features and services on their cards, which we will continue to do. And we need to innovate. We need to make sure that when things change in the credit card market, people always want what's new and what's exciting. And if you can be the company that provides that for them, then you're going to succeed. But ultimately, the way that we stay competitive is to keep hold of our customers. And the way that you do that is by offering them good service. Most people are very happy to have a credit card and to pay a reasonable sum for that credit card. The reason they will leave you is if you annoy them. So the more we can do to provide good service, look after our customers when they're with us, the more competitive we stay.
This is the end of task 1. Task 2. Listen to the discussion and use up to 5 words to answer questions 6 to 15. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1.5 minutes to read the questions. Now listen for the first time.
So we all agree that we need to keep an eye on that one. All right, that just leaves point 6 on the agenda, the new site for the South West. Helen, can you bring us up to date?
Yes, Justin. There's good news. We've identified 3 possible sites in a place called Port Catherine.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's a small town about 30 miles south of Perth. It's exactly what we were looking for. Close to Perth, but far enough away not to attract too much attention from the environmentalists.
Well, that's good news. We don't want another disaster like Cairns. Those Greens have absolutely no idea what this country would look like if we didn't recycle cars.
Yes, all right, Glenn. Shall we let Helen finish?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate.
Helen?
Thank you. Port Catherine's population is only about 3,500, so Glenn will be happy to know there shouldn't be too much local resistance, and the local authorities are desperate to attract new business and jobs to the area.
Sounds good. You said there were 3 possible sites.
Yes, that's right. I've put all the details in this handout. There you are, Glenn.
Thanks.
Now, Site A is a good one. It's a greenfield site just on the edge of town. There are several plus points. Firstly, it's close to the highway, so access for our trucks is easy. Secondly, the price of land is reasonable. And thirdly, it's a nice flat site to build on.
Any negatives?
Well, just one. It's right next to the local school.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think it's going to be a problem. I spoke to someone at the planning department and they were very enthusiastic. Sites B and C are also possible, but they have other problems. Site B is on a business park, so no problems with residents, but it's a bit expensive and taxes will be higher. Site C is actually in the town centre.
Oh, yeah, perfect. 20-ton trucks in the high street.
Actually, Glenn, it's not that bad. It's on a big old factory site near the harbour. We'd have to demolish the old building, and access would be a bit of a problem, but they could build a new road. It's possible.
OK, thanks, Helen. Excellent work. I'll send somebody out there to start talking to the locals.
Operation Charm and Diplomacy, eh?
Yes.
Better not send Glenn, then.
Now listen for the second time.
So we all agree that we need to keep an eye on that one. All right, that just leaves point six on the agenda, the new site for the southwest. Helen, can you bring us up to date?
Yes, Justin. There's good news. We've identified three possible sites in a place called Port Catherine.
Never heard of it.
Well, it's a small town about 30 miles south of Perth. It's exactly what we were looking for. Close to Perth, but far enough away not to attract too much attention from the environmentalists.
Well, that's good news. We don't want another disaster like Cairns. Those Greens have absolutely no idea what this country would look like if we didn't recycle cars.
Yes, all right, Glenn. Shall we let Helen finish?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate.
Helen?
Thank you. Port Catherine's population is only about 3,500, so Glenn will be happy to know there shouldn't be too much local resistance, and the local authorities are desperate to attract new business and jobs to the area.
Sounds good. You said there were three possible sites.
Yes, that's right. I've put all the details in this handout. There you are, Glenn.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, Site A is a good one. It's a greenfield site just on the edge of town. There are several plus points. Firstly, it's close to the highway, so access for our trucks is easy. Secondly, the price of land is reasonable. And thirdly, it's a nice flat site to build on.
Any negatives?
Well, just one. It's right next to the local school.
Uh-oh.
But I don't think it's going to be a problem. I spoke to someone at the planning department and they were very enthusiastic. Sites B and C are also possible, but they have other problems. Site B is on a business park, so no problems with residents, but it's a bit expensive and taxes will be higher. Site C is actually in the town centre.
Oh, yeah, perfect. 20-ton trucks in the high street.
Actually, Glenn, it's not that bad. It's on a big old factory site near the harbour. We'd have to demolish the old building, and access would be a bit of a problem, but they could build a new road. It's possible.
OK, thanks, Helen. Excellent work. I'll send somebody out there to start talking to the locals.
Operation Charm and Diplomacy, eh?
Yes.
Better not send Glenn, then.
This is the end of the listening part of the exam. You can finish answering in the remaining time. When you decide to leave this part of the test, do not forget to save your answers.